28th Sunday in Year B, a reading from the Book of Wisdom. And so I prayed, and understanding was given to me. I entreated, and the Spirit of Wisdom came to me. I esteemed her more than scepters and thrones. Compared with her, I held riches as nothing. I reckoned no precious stone to be her equal, for compared with her, all gold is a pinch of sand, and beside her, silver ranks as mud. I loved her more than health or beauty, preferred her to the light, since her radiance never sleeps. In her company all good things came to me, and at her hands came incalculable wealth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Then teach us to number our days, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Turn back, O Lord, how long? Show pity to your servants. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. At dawn, fill us with merciful love. We shall exult and rejoice all our days. Give us joy for all the days of our affliction, for the years when we looked upon evil. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. Let your deed be seen by your servants, and your glorious power by their children. Let the favour of the Lord our God be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Fill us with your love, O Lord, and we will sing for joy. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Indeed, the word of God is something alive and active. It cuts more incisively than any two-edged sword. It can seek out the place where the soul is divided from spirit, or joints from marrow. It can pass judgment on secret thoughts and intentions of the heart. No created thing is hidden from him. Everything is uncovered and stretched fully open to the eyes of the one to whom we must give an account. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Happy the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was setting out on a journey when a man ran up, knelt before him, and put this question to him. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother. And he said to him, Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth. Jesus looked hard at him and loved him and said, You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell whatever you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. But at this saying he balked, and he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked round and said to his disciples, How hard it will be for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were astounded by these words, but Jesus again replied, saying, My children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for someone rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were more astonished, saying to one another, Then who can be saved? Jesus gazed at them and said, By human resources it is impossible, but not for God, for to God everything is possible. Peter began saying to him, Look, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has left house, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, or land for my sake, and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive now in this present time 100 times as much, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, and persecutions too, and in the age to come, eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.